93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A chaotic scene in New York City today when thousands of young people flooded the streets after a social media streamer promoted a giveaway in Union Square. CBS's Bradley Blackburn in New York.
As the scene grew more frenzied, people threw objects, large and small, and climbed structures in the park. The NYPD ultimately called for a massive response, a mobilization of 1,000 officers who began clearing the area. Some were injured in the process. From above, police drones ordered the crowd to disperse. Authorities eventually cleared the crowd and followed closely as people made their way out of the area, leaving behind plenty of debris and damage.
More than 60 people were arrested. The FDA approves the first pill for postpartum depression. CBS's Alexander Tin reports.
This might be a bittersweet approval for Sage Therapeutics and Biogen. The drug makers had also sought the FDA's approval for treating major depression, which the FDA appears not to have granted. The pill, which is taken once daily over only 2 weeks, was touted as part of what they had thought might be a potential paradigm shift in how depression is treated.
A Texas judge says the state's abortion ban has proven too restrictive for women with pregnancy complications and must allow exceptions without the risk of doctors facing criminal charges. The state is expected to seek a swift appeal. Former President Trump delivers a speech at a Republican Party dinner in Alabama, insulting prosecutors and declaring that the charges he faces only help his 2024 presidential campaign.
Every time they file an indictment, we go way up in the polls. We need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment, and this election is closed out. Nobody has even a chance.
Trump pleaded not guilty yesterday to crimes related to alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. An Idaho bus filled with teen campers heading home crashes on Highway 55, some 50 miles north of Boise. Idaho State Police say 11 are hurt, 7 critically. With school set to resume soon, many school districts are scrambling to hire enough teachers. KCBS's Matt Bigler has more on California's teacher shortage.
Before the first bell rings at many California schools, some classrooms may not have a permanent teacher.
You know, there are so many reasons for teacher shortages.
Freedom High School principal Cesar Cruz blames the ongoing educator shortage on low pay and working conditions.
We don't have the luxury to say, here is a six-figure salary, and that's one of the many issues.
Another issue is there are fewer candidates coming out of teacher credentialing programs.
There hasn't been a Mega Millions jackpot winner since mid-April, but there could be now. The winning numbers, 45, 30, 52, 56, 11, Mega Ball 20. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. are. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever.
It indicates.
Indicative?
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
In your current job, or were you ever allowed to just yell at people? 844-967-2789. Was it appropriate or accepted or tolerated? Or was there just no ramifications if you ever just like cursed people out? 844-96-PARTY. Because I've never been cursed out at work. And I also sometimes feel like I may be in the minority. Because when I think about, you know, my husband who worked in an agency, we did not meet in LA, but when he first graduated college, he went out to LA.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. He worked at Endeavor.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Which is like, was one of the top agents. Like, I just love the story of like a Whitewater kid in LA, like peeing next to Bruce Willis and calling home and being like, guess what happened? But, you know, and so he worked in an industry where people got screamed at. Girls, like the mailroom girls got barked at. Like, and it was, you know, there's just terrible stories out of Hollywood. I know in finance and investment bros and stuff, at the hazing that happens of you are new and the underling, and it's a stressful, high stakes situation, and you just get screamed at. And in Congress, in politics, I think that flies too. And the most recent story, which some people are very upset about it, and it's the story from last night, and certainly it makes this guy seem like, we play the song. So,
oh, yeah,
he seems like this makes him look like a huge douche. But instead of clutching my pearls, I'm wondering, you know, when is it like, in what industries is it okay and there's no ramifications for yelling at interns and
colleagues
and entry-level people? And when you were working, or if you are still working, is that tolerated? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And, of course, we're talking about Derek Van Orden, who represents the 3rd Congressional District of Wisconsin. And news breaking last night that he apparently... Actually, he's admitted that he did.
Oh, yeah, yes. And he has no problems with it.
He has no problem with it. Yelled at some Senate pages.
16 and 17-year-olds.
And was potentially drunk while doing it. And that's the newest thing this in the last 24 hours that some people are defending. What I love is that, like, Dan O'Donnell.
Oh, I know. I saw
State
that
Senator Patrick Testin is trying to defend the drinking aspect of it because this is Wisconsin. I was like, I don't think that's what people are upset about.
No, that's not what people are upset about.
But, Jane, have you ever worked in a scenario where it was just like there was no ramifications if someone just like cursed you out?
Oh, yes.
In radio?
Yeah. He threw a reel to reel at me once.
What is a reel to reel?
Big reel to reels that we used to run sound on tape reel to reels, big ones. Yeah, he threw that.
Did you dodge it?
Yeah, I dodged it.
You can dodge a ball. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
I guess. And I remember one instance in particular where he followed our producer through the entire building, screaming the F word at him and telling him what an effing idiot he was.
And who was he? He was the boss.
No.
He was another
on-air talent.
And he was just allowed to do that because that's how talent was treated.
Well, that's how he was treated. Trust me, if I had done that, it would have been handled.
You would have been handled.
Oh, for sure. But no, he was allowed to do that.
Interesting. That's the only scenario?
Well, I mean, there were many more instances from this same person.
Okay. But like in no other like working environment where that was.
But I've always worked in radio.
Yeah.
So I don't have much else to compare it to.
Interesting. Well, we got one comment from Tony Zimmerman on the Facebook live stream. You are welcome to watch us on the Facebook live stream along with listen to us, which you can see on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter at As Goes Wisconsin. Tony says, in my factory jobs, it was okay. It wasn't encouraged, but people got it. In the office, no way. And so the question is, in your job or in former jobs, have you ever worked in a place where it was just okay to curse out, scream at, belittle, you know, kind of harass certain, like even if it was the boss or specifically
a colleague,
a high earner,
yep,
or someone who was very valuable to the company,
yep,
that was just their behavior was just tolerated. And we're talking about it because freshman Republican U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden yelled and cursed at a group of high school-aged Senate pages while giving a late-night tour of the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, which, you know, both Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, fresh off his Matrix glitch, both condemned this. And I'm not defending this, but it's also, I think in history with, like, is it because it wasn't his interns? Like, if it was his interns, is he allowed to yell at them?
That's an interesting point.
Because every once in a while, I feel like we get stories, and it's usually about women, because it's like women candidates, but like, supposedly Katie Porter, not the best boss.
Who comes off as very sweet.
Does she? I don't think she comes off as sweet. I think she comes off as someone we want to root for whenever she is tearing apart someone in a congressional hearing because she's very good at it.
Yeah.
But in turn, because she's very good at it, I never mistook her for being a sweet person. I think it takes a certain amount of degaff to do what she does.
True.
That I wouldn't be surprised if it carries over. Like, you know, being her kids, like, I don't think her kids get away from with much.
No, I would agree with you.
But when Amy Klobuchar was running for president, that came out.
That's
as far
right.
as like her throwing stuff at her people who worked for her. I found some story actually, and this was a where was it? The worst boss. Now I can't find it. But it was an Indiana rep that I actually hadn't heard of before, but supposedly just like runs through staffers.
Oh, really?
Because she is such a nightmare. You know, and we can talk about whether or not there's like sexism wrapped into that we hear the stories of like women bad bosses versus male bad bosses. But like, not granted these were candidates, but think about how many, I don't know. Like, it's interesting to me to think that this is news today. Nothing will happen. But I also don't think that this is, in when you get into like high stakes industries, that there's more industries than not that it's still just okay to yell at people like that.
But I think, and I mean, he's an elected official. And what happened to the whole character matters and character counts and morality and ethics? And, you know, it's just, I don't see how this is just, and again, they're teenagers.
Oh, I'm not, and I'm not defending
no,
him.
No, I know you're not.
But I also don't think he's alone. Alone. Like, there was a story, even with Biden, that actually I was sitting on, this was from earlier this month, that in public, like how President Biden, you know, whispers to make a point, but in private, like he yells, supposedly. And that like he has a pretty quick Irish temper and that aides try to avoid meeting alone with him.
Oh, wow.
And some take a colleague almost a shield against a solo blast. So there, this was one. The president's abominations include, I don't think I can say that, GD.
Yeah, don't say that.
How the F don't you know this? Don't effing BS me and get the F out of here.
Okay.
And so I'm just saying, and I'm not, I think it's all bad, but it also is certain industries where it's like, you get thick skin because this is how a lot of people talk to their staff. And is this just worse because it wasn't his staff? And there's like a hierarchy of like who you can yell at.
Who you can verbally abuse.
And it's like, you're a freshman, sir. You are a freshman member of the House. Do not be yelling. Like the Senate is very protective of their pages.
Right.
And so, but it just, I don't know. It just makes me interested in people who worked and tolerated getting yelled at and knew that that was just part of the job and what industry it was in. 844-967-2789.
I mean, what would happen in your workplace if someone would follow a colleague through the building swearing at them?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine that would be acceptable in most places of employment.
I don't know.
Unless it's just so commonplace.
Like, is law like this?
Texter checking in from the 715. Representative Van Orden must always act in a professional manner, especially in the Capitol, because the Capitol is a place of business. Even before he was elected, he never represented Wisconsin values. Some texter from Stevens Point and the 3rd District.
Well, and that's also what's coming out. So it's like, all right, so if we're talking specifically about this case and less about the question that I'm asking as far as like, would this fly in your place of work? It's a little hypocritical because on the one hand, it's like you had no problem with what other insurrectionists were doing
right
to the Capitol. Because his defense is how upset he was that they would be lying down. It was how disrespectful it was to be lying down in the Capitol, which, you know, housed soldiers. And I think he actually made the claim that there were soldiers buried there, which there
is
aren't.
No, that's not true.
But yeah. Simultaneously, then he was also, I mean, part of the reason why some people are defending him is because he was drinking with constituents in his office. So it's like, is laying down in the rotunda more disrespectful than like getting drunk in your office in the Capitol?
Is laying down in the rotunda worse than smearing feces on the walls? Which is what happened on January 6th.
Who has the time to just sit down and poop and then, you know, like that's like, don't you get
a lot about timing?
Don't you get like a little performance anxiety? Like, I don't know. All right. We're going to come back in a minute, but we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. What would happen in your place of work if someone just screamed at you and cursed you out or someone out? Is it tolerated? Would you get fired? I don't know. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You chuck it on that one. You chuck it on this one. You chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. You chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister.
You chuck it on that one and you chuck it on... All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, and a low in the upper 60s. Clouds thicken for tomorrow, a few showers and storms, and a high in the mid-80s. Better chance of rain Sunday, cloudy and mid-70s. Partly sunny as we look on into Monday. Nice day, a little breezy, and upper 70s. Right now, it's 76.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Breeze.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One announcement, a good announcement, before we get into the rest of the topics. If you are an advertiser, liquid gold. There's gold in Thumnar Hills. Packer sponsorship. Civic Media's WRJN in Racine and Kenosha will broadcast every Packer game all season long. Their marketing team is at 608-819-8255. There are some sponsorships left. They also have sponsorships for Wisconsin Badger games, your local high school games. It depends on your product. Depends on what you want to advertise. But I'll tell you what. Green Bay Packers are gold. When Green Bay Packers are playing, a lot of radios, most of them, and most TV stations are plugged on the Packers if they're able to broadcast it live. So there's gold in Thumnar Hills, 608-819-8255. We're going to the lines. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Gene.
Hi, Matt. Great show as usual. You know what really drives me bananas is, you know, he committed crimes in plain view. You know, we've seen a lot of the evidence, and it is Republicans that have come forward, you know, in the impeachment trials, you know, with the Russian connection, in that type of thing. And so, to me, I find this just disgusting when Republicans go out front, like the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the McCarthy's, lying and aiding and abetting and still continuing to lie and cover up the crime that has been committed against every single one of us in this country. And, you know, they keep utilizing free speech. No, it's utilizing your position to commit fraud. I mean, it's to me, it's unbelievable that there isn't some accountability for the rest of these people to continue on and to lie and to, you know, and I feel bad for the people who believe the lie because they are getting, I mean, I've listened to some of those, this downright lying and then going after Biden's son, who wasn't even in office and where his private life doesn't have anything to do with it. And then when they're caught on in their lies on the floor, they just totally keep on going. And it's to me, it's unbelievable, man. It's like right. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Right. But thank you so much for your show, and you have a good weekend.
Yeah, well, thank you, Gene. And, yeah, and before we get to the next caller, I just want to respond briefly to that. One of the things that absolutely puzzles me is they're all lying. Everybody that is trying to back Trump, they just turn around right away and say this is a violation of his rights. Not a violation of his rights, like the historian Tim Snyder said. It's a vindication of his rights. It's the grace of our republic. You try a coup in any other system, and you're not going to get a trial, Jack. You are not going to get a trial. But one point that someone made that is very, very compelling to me is how many good Republicans there really are who stood up to Trump and are a great deal of the reason that his plot didn't work. You know, you have Cassidy Hutchinson who testified about the coup and so forth. Not just Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, but you have the deputy attorney general and even his own attorney general saying, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. When push came to shove, there were a lot of good Republicans who said, I'm not going to do it. Brad Raffensperger of Georgia, I'm not going to do it. This guy Bowers of Arizona, the speaker, I'm not going to do it. That is compelling to me. There is value in the Republican Party. For those of you out there who are independents or Republicans, I got to tell you something. We need two parties. We don't want just one party. We don't want a fascist demagogic party that destroys democracy, but we also don't want just a Democratic Party. We need two parties, center left and center right. That has been the source of strength of our country. And I agree with Gene 100%. The people who are the most vocal, the electeds, are lying. All of them lying. But the core of the Republican Party has some decency. Come forward, take over your party again. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, I saw an article on Slate. They had a picture of the gerrymandered districts, and it just is completely not in compliance with the state's constitution. And the Republicans, of course, are having a freakout over that. But something occurred to me last night when I was listening to, or a couple nights, I was listening to Maggie Dawn, and the freakout that Republicans are having on the state, on our state Supreme Court, I wonder if that has something to do with that they may have been involved in the fake electors thing, that they may have had foreknowledge of it, and only by the grace of Brian Hagedorn's, you know, honesty in that particular case, that they didn't overturn the election here in Wisconsin, giving some kind of, you know, that fig leaf to the fake electors here in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm wondering if Ziegler, Rogensack, and Bradley, the bad Bradley, had foreknowledge of the fake electors that were going to be meeting that day, is why they issued the decision that they did, because that I think they got more to worry about than the whole district thing. Because looking at that little map I saw today, that there's little tiny little islands of you know, outside of the districts, and you know that it just is clearly right. Unconstitutional as current maps are. But I mean, I just have to wonder. Maybe I'm being unjust. Maybe I'm far-fetching a little bit here, but it would not surprise me one bit to find out that members of our Wisconsin Supreme Court were in on the fake electors thing. And maybe that's why they're freaking out so badly, because I wonder if that the head of the Wisconsin court was...
That's a fascinating hypothesis. I don't know, but I'm not saying that. But here's what I would say. Justice Rogensack has already left. Justice Prosewitz has taken over. The other two are still on there, and they're not up for election anytime soon. The next one up for election is Ann Walsh Bradley, who is a very good judge and whom we should support. But when the other two are up there, just remember, it would be, I think, inadvisable to vote for any judge who voted to overturn the election. It would be wrong. It would be an attack on our democracy. Never forget that. We're going to a break. The lines are open. I see you in the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Brief. Chaos. Big police response. Arrest in Lower Manhattan as a social media giveaway promise brings out a huge unruly crowd looking for free game consoles.
The young people were in the park throwing objects at each other. They were dancing. They were doing a whole lot of things, but they were hurting each other as they were doing this.
NYPD Chief Jeffrey Madry. The Food and Drug Administration okays the first pill for postpartum depression. CBS's Alexander Tin.
An estimated 15% of women experience what's called postpartum depression, an episode of major depression linked to childbirth or the later stages of pregnancy.
A day after his latest criminal indictment, Donald Trump spoke to a crowd in Montgomery, Alabama.
They rigged the presidential election of 2020. We're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024.
A short time ago, the special counsel who obtained the Trump federal indictments asked for a limited protective order to limit what Trump can say about the D.C. case. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm fixing a hole. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Directs. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. I will get to you. Joe of Madison, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Joe?
Thank you, Matt. I just want 2 points and a question. I just wanted to ask, in reference to this wonderful quote that you had from the historian Tom Snyder, who said that Trump is with us because of the grace of our system. In other countries, somebody who had committed a coup against their government wouldn't be given the option of a trial to figure it out. They would be hanging from a gallows, not unlike the gallows that the January 6th insurrectionists had created for Pence. They just would have switched and would have had Trump hanging from the rope. So I think that is a point that needs to be reiterated again and again. It is because of our country and the way it is that Trump's not hanging from a rope or sent to exile somewhere. The second thing I wanted to say is that Mark Mossack had made a comment in one of the past shows where he was talking about the illegal electors. And he said, how come none of them said, I have a duty to report what seems to be something illegal to the FBI, and instead they went along with it. They absolutely went along with it. And as part of that, there was a recent article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that was talking about the current excuse that's being used by, and it was offered by Mark Jefferson of the Republican Party. And he said, you know, this false electors was being done, quote, to preserve an ongoing legal strategy that was only going to be used in event that the alternative slate had meaning and they could use it. What ongoing legal strategy did the Republicans have in the state of Wisconsin? Wasn't it done when the Supreme Court said, kaplooey, you're all over? What legal strategy could they possibly have employed? And how did that legal strategy, did it end up so that Ron Johnson is prancing around Congress with Wisconsin fake electors in his pocket? What's legal about that? Wouldn't you go to court? I mean, why would Ron Johnson be ferrying these illegal elector votes if it was above board? What is the legal strategy that he possibly could be talking about? I'm sorry to be so angry about this, Matt, but I just can't believe this line of garbage. It was part of an ongoing legal right. strategy. Could you talk about that a little bit more and tell me if I'm off here or if I'm on the right track? Thanks a lot, no, Matt. I appreciate
it. Yeah, no. Thank you, Joe. And I'm going to respond briefly now, then take the next caller. But the point is, you've nailed it. What you have to understand is, and unfortunately, I've seen this practicing law for a long time, people will lie boldly. They will speak with feigned candor, and they'll say the kinds of things that you just described. The truth is that the fake electors met on the same day that the Wisconsin Supreme Court came down and said 4-3, no, Biden's the president. Biden's the president. They can nevertheless sent this document into the Senate and the archives. And then on January 6th, you know, that was like 3 weeks later, Chief of Staff is trying to pass them on to Pence. It is a false statement that the Republicans say this was conditional, that there was doubt in their minds. People have to understand that when somebody, a smooth talker with feigned candor, says that, everybody gets all up in arms. I don't get up in arms. They're lying. I mean, that's a kind of in the vernacular way. I hate to say it. They're lying. Thanks an awful lot for calling in, Joe. Sandy of Milwaukee, my friend, you're next. What's your mind day, Sandy?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, Sandy. Go ahead.
Hi, Matt. How are you? Thanks so much for taking my call. I just want to wish everybody happy Aloha Friday. And it's kind of a tradition on Waikiki Beach. Every Friday they have the fireworks. So yep. I know it's a beautiful Friday for the fair. I would also just like you to listen to a song, if you can. It's called Trump Can't Have That by Greg Brown. And you can find it on YouTube, and it just tells it like it is.
Sandy, that's a great call. Thank you so much for calling. And the state fair is going on, and the fireworks. And you heard Sandy, and I would recommend that everybody listen to it. Thank you for calling. Stephanie of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Stephanie?
Hey, thank you, Matt. What I want to do is comment about what, you know, the innuendos and what Trump thinks are deniable threats. Many years ago, I went, training about dealing with crisis situations. There was a shooting in the city county building. We're going like the late 80s. And the person that did this training referred to those kinds of comments, things like, I know where your children live, blah, blah, blah. That's the kinds of comments that Trump makes as cold threats.
they are absolutely threats, you know, and anybody who tries to deny it or say this is free speech, baloney. It's not free speech. It's First Amendment rights. This guy is making threats, absolutely. And what's really interesting, oh, he's claiming his rights are being are being violated. You know, Mr. Putin lover, these big strong men that he admires so much. Yeah, if he tried something like what he's tried in the United States, he'd be hanging from a rope, absolutely.
Right.
So, guys, you have a great weekend, Matt, and all of you.
Stephanie,
okay?
Thank you for calling in. What a great call. And your professional training on crisis management. And I think I do remember that shooting in the city county building in Madison is very sad. But in this particular case, you're absolutely right. If you say to, he says, boy, I hope that Hillary Clinton doesn't get shot by the Second Amendment people. I sure hope. Those are cold threats. You know, nice little business you have. Be a shame if it got burned down. Nice family you have. You know, nice wife you have. He says these kinds of some of that, like about a judge or a prosecutor, and he's not prosecuted. His release isn't even revoked. Well, in Washington, they just told him, if you threaten a juror, you threaten or try to bribe, she said, bribe a witness, he shouldn't be permitted to pay legal fees even for unsuspecting, unsophisticated people to prevent them from turning on him. Thanks for calling. Jill of New Berlin, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Jill?
Hi. I just wanted to get your opinion on Governor Evers' comment today that he thinks the 10 fake electors from Wisconsin need to be charged. He didn't mention Josh Call by name, but he said he sincerely hopes that someone picks that up. And I'm really frustrated with them not being charged. I know that he said it was a federal jurisdiction that was going to be handling it. But in the meantime, these guys are still pulling some levers here that control Wisconsin, like Bob Spindell on the elections board and whatnot. So I'll take your comments off the air, and I just wanted to hear your opinion on that.
Excellent call. I'm with you 100%. And we on this show for now, it's been a while, have continually called for their prosecution. These are not unsophisticated people. This is not little Bo Peep. This is the former chairman of the Republican Party. This is Spindell, who was on the Wisconsin Election Commission. The officers, either the chairs or the vice chairs of many of the congressional district Republican parties, somebody who is on the Republican National Committee. Then you have a U.S. Senator, Ron Johnson, who had the Michigan fake electors in his pocket, even though he doesn't represent Michigan. And in paragraph 101 of the indictment, it said that he had the Wisconsin fake electors in his pocket, which I had not known before. Then you have Fitzgerald, now Congressman Fitzgerald, then state senator, being involved in getting a room for these people, and Robin Voss. Now, Fannie Willis down in Georgia looks like she is about to start what's called a RICO action, a conspiracy action against all their fake electors and others. I expect that she may end up even indicting down there somebody like Rudy Giuliani, people who are involved. We have conspiracy criminal statutes, anti-conspiracy in this state too. And I hope, quite frankly, this has got to happen. People are going to be very angry if this doesn't happen, that these tens, why should these fake electors be prosecuted in Michigan and Georgia and not Wisconsin? Why? Why? They did it. They did it. They have a right to present evidence and to defend themselves. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Couldn't agree with you more. Excellent call. Bill of Shorewood, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Hi, Matt. The jobs report is out. 187,000 jobs in the month of July. The unemployment rate has fallen again to 3.5%. But what is perhaps most important, and I don't see it reported much today, is that average hourly earnings is now rising faster than the price level. Of course, we've gone through a long period where prices were growing faster than wages. And now, in the last couple of months, wages are now rising faster than prices. So people are getting more purchasing power in their paychecks month by month. It's very, very good news. Thank you, Matt.
No, excellent call. You know, one thing, this impels me to say the following. It's time for us. I spend a lot of time analyzing the history and the legal aspects of these of what Trump has done and how to in the prosecution. But you know something, an election is also about good news about your own candidate. Joe Biden is a superb president. He's a superb president. People talk about the economy. The Republicans, are you kidding me? The Republicans talk about the economy. Joe Biden, they've created well over 10 million jobs. Unemployment is the lowest it's been since 1969. Inflation has come down every month, every month. Until right now, as Bill of Shorewood said, wages are increasing more than prices. The economy is in superb shape. We've achieved a soft landing. We've achieved a soft landing. Bidenomics is working. Now, what do they do? What do they do? They go after Hunter Biden and they claim, lying, that somehow Joe Biden should be gone after also. And they're threatening now to start an impeachment action against Joe Biden in the House of Representatives. I'll tell you what, guys, that's a good way for those of you who are not in gerrymandered districts, Republicans, to lose your seats, to lose your seats. They post nude pictures of Hunter Biden. They put him in a committee hearing. That's not right. That's not right. I don't care who it is. That's not right. That's not the right thing to do. They screen a QAnon movie. Why are they screening movies, by the way? Why are they wasting time for a committee screening a movie? Favorably, they why don't you screen High Noon? I really like High Noon. Or how about the Maltese Falcon? Why are you screening a QAnon movie? Why are you doing that? They have a congressman here in the third district who has a brewski tour. He takes people around while they drink beer, and who knows if he had any brewskis or not. See a bunch of high school kids, pages, lying on the floor of the rotunda to take a picture of the ceiling. There, it's terrifically historical. That's how you do it. And he says, get the F out of here, you little S's, S-H-I-T's. Crude language. Why do they use crude language? Why do they post nudity? Trump continuously says that. He posted something, you know, F Biden, and if you voted for him, F you too. That's what he put. That's on social media. That's on Truth Social. I concentrate on what Biden has done, standing up to Putin, strengthening NATO, strengthening our economy, the Infrastructure Act, soft and hard infrastructure, the CHIPS Act, putting a mini NATO type of alliance in the Pacific against China. This is an experienced president. This is a good president. And what they're proposing to nominate is a guy who's a felon, in my view. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. Don't hang up. Get back to you right after the break.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like,
One, two, three.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples. Some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th. In Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, and a low in the upper 60s. Clouds thicken for tomorrow, a few showers and storms, and a high in the mid-80s. Better chance of rain Sunday, cloudy in mid-70s. Partly sunny as we look on into Monday. Nice day, a little breezy, and upper 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'll take you in order. Jim of Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling us your mind today, Jim.
Hi, how are you today? Thanks for your show. I really appreciate this the whole format of
thank you.
Progressive radio station. Hey, I got a dumb question about Trump when he goes to jail. Will he get to keep his Secret Service protection?
You know, that's a profound question, and let me tell you what will happen. If he is sentenced to jail, yes, he will. They're going to have to take a couple of things into account. I mean, they can't realistically just put him in a jail cell somewhere with a roommate, that kind of thing. If he is sentenced to prison, and if he's convicted, he will be sentenced to prison. And I think he should be convicted unless he gets reelected. And then he either pardons himself or claims of the federal claims or claims that they have to be suspended and the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court go along with him. But if he's not, let's say he does not get elected president and he's convicted, I think what has to happen is they would probably put him in a minimum security prison. There's one in Danbury, Connecticut. Believe it or not, you're not going to believe this, it has tennis courts. Believe it or not, you're not going to believe this, it has a deli. So the prisoner, a lot of these are the white collar prisoners. I'm not kidding. And, put them in somewhere like that. And yeah, they would station a couple of Secret Service agents there and they would be round the clock and he'd have to work out and make license plates or whatever, you know, work out in the yard or make license plates or whatever it is. But, at some point you have to hold people accountable. And the historian Tim Snyder said it best just now, when he said, you know, it is not a violation of Trump's rights that he's having a trial. It is the grace of our republic that he's having a trial. In any other system, he would not be having a trial for launching an unsuccessful coup. Jim, thanks a lot for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind? A Wisco Paul.
Happy Friday, Matt. Heaven forbid that Trump would ever become president again, but I guess anything's possible. And, you know, right now, Biden, he's got his hands full, everything from, I don't know, the post office to the war in Ukraine. But as far as this state goes, I got to give a shout out to Civic Media again, all the shows here, including yours. It's just wonderful. I don't think we'd be where we are today, trying to turn the state around and at least get fair maps and a fair court system without Civic Media. So You know, I just can't say enough good things, and also tremendous callers, well-informed callers, by the way. So you have a great weekend, Matt, and you and Civic Media and all you guys, just a giant shout-out. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Paul. Really appreciate that great call. I want to finish on Georgia. There is reason to believe that Fannie Willis will be indicting Trump and the fake electors down there and some co-conspirators very shortly. Why do I say that? Because we just got word today that an order was issued to close the streets around the courthouse down there from August 7 to August 18. August 7 is Monday. So sometime next week or the beginning of the following week, it looks like there will be an indictment. Now, I have a very, very high opinion of Fannie Willis. She has a lot of guts. Because I'll tell you something, a black woman in Georgia indicting the president of the United States, here's what she said. And you can tell she's very tough, but, you know, she's a human being. And she said, I get more racial and sexual threats than anyone ever has. I can't repeat all of them on the air, but I have been called a slave whore and the N-word more times than anyone has ever been, and death threats. Now, that is disgusting. That is disgusting. And that is being fed by the Republican Party, who some of the elected officials attack her personally. They try to remove her from the case. They passed a statute that says that this commission, which would be dominated by Republicans, can remove any prosecutor in Georgia that they want to if they are, quote, not doing their job. That's a paraphrase of what it is. And some of them now are saying, well, she's not doing her job. Why isn't she doing her job? Because she's not prosecuting marijuana cases, and she said she won't prosecute a case against a doctor who performs an abortion. Therefore, we're going to remove her. She's got to get this thing in very quick, this indictment, because they will continue to attack her. But you see, when you do that kind of thing, and one of our callers, I think it was Stephanie of Madison, said, these really are cold threats. If you say, nice family you have, nice children you have, nice business you have, sure would be a tragedy if something happened to it. That's a threat. That's a threat. But in this case, if you go out there in public demeaning her, and I'll tell you, Lindsey Graham has demeaned the judge in the Washington, D.C. case, saying that she hates Trump. Lindsey Graham voted for her 95-0 bipartisan to vote for the one there. But Fannie Willis is absolutely terrific. The fact that she is called a slave whore and the N-word is attributable to Lindsey Graham. It's attributable to Kevin McCarthy. It's attributable to Trump. It's attributable to DeSantis. It's attributable to all of them. Did they make the call? No, they didn't make the call. But when you are in a position like that in the Republican Party or any party, and you're a big man, you're a big man. You walk into a room and everybody says, oh, look, that's a big man. You know that. You know that wait staff is going to start buzzing about it. When you use what you think is oblique language, you are encouraging people who make death threats. The Republican Party is encouraging people who make death threats. They are encouraging people to demean and try to destroy people. In this case, women, and in this case, black people, because they are unleashing a Ku Klux Klan mentality that has never died in this country. Coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Everybody out there have a great weekend. Should be a nice weekend in Wisconsin, good weather, state fair. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday, and I'm signing off for today.
the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.